Chazal zu sechen ist, was aber ich jetzt geschah, wenn wir am Yehudim sagt, der Schabbos darf samach. Nicht mehr sagt, wir leu bemachat, schein in der Kuva. Rabbi Yosef said, a woman uses this pin to pull together all the stray hairs that she has coming from under her hat and push them under her hat. By yes, why is this different than a garter, which is a woman's allowed to wear in public because she'll never remove it? So by the way, this pin also she'll never remove in public because she's afraid that her hair will show. So why can't she wear it outside on Shabbos? Rava said the pin has gold and it's used to part her hair during the week, and on Shabbos it's used as a tachshit, which may end up being carried because she has to show it to someone. And therefore we don't allow her to wear it. Zakt Mishnah, a man is not allowed to go out on Shabbos with a sandal hamasumer, which is a sandal that has nails through the wooden sole to hold the leather straps in place, or with only one sandal if he doesn't have a wound on his foot. Two reasons Rashi says, either because people think he's carrying the other one, or because people make fun of him and it'll make him take off the one that he is wearing and carry it. Also, a man can't go out wearing tefillin, or a kameya that's not from an expert, or a coat of armor, or with the hat that goes under the helmet, or with shin guards. If he does go out with any of these, he's not chayav achatas. Why is it also to wear a sandal hamashurma on Shabbos? The Gemara gives a few explanations. Shmuel says there was a time of decree against the Yidden, where a number of Yidden ran and hid in a cave and said, whoever wants to come into the hiding place can come in, but no one let him leave because they were afraid that would compromise their hiding place. So they were wearing these sandal hamashumers with these nails coming out, and one person walked in wearing his sandal backwards. So even though he walked in, it looked like there were footprints of someone going out. They all panic ensued, and because they had these sandal hamashumers with these nails sticking out, and they started pushing each other and hitting each other with these sandals, the tremendous number of people ended up getting killed there, even more than the enemy killed. Because of the story, the Rabbanu Rogozer, they're not allowed to wear these types of sandals on Shabbos. Rabbi Loi ben Elazar, similar story, says that people were hiding in a cave and heard people walking on top of the cave. They thought it was the enemy coming to get them, and again, the same story, panic ensued, etc. And there were guys there. Rabbi Yecheskel says they were actually hiding in a shul, and they heard noise from behind the shul, and they thought the enemy was coming to get them. Again, panic, end up killing each other, and the Rabbanu are Goyzer. So the question is, then why are these sandals not prohibited during the week as well? Why only on Shabbos? Because the story happened on Shabbos. That's where they were only Goyzer, Ke'en, of the story that happened. If it has to be Ke'en, the story, a Mishnah says that wearing these sandals is also on Yom Tov also, but the story didn't happen on Yom Tov. The Gemara answers, Yom Tov is like Shabbos in that people get together, and they gather together, so they felt they needed to make a Gzera for Yom Tov, just like for Shabbos. And although people gather on fast days also, they gather together. So maybe it should be also on fast days also. The Gemara explains it's different. Yom Tif is like Shabbos in that it's also to do Malacha. But on a Tainus, it's not also to do Malacha. Therefore, they weren't Geyser. And even according to Rabbi Hanani ben Akiva, who says that when you're Geyser, it has to be the exact same set of circumstances. So Yom Tif is not the exact same set of circumstances. Still, Shabbos and Yom Tif are so similar that they're considered to be the exact same set of circumstances. And that's where they were Geyser, not just on Shabbos, but even on Yom Tif. Yehuda Neim Shmuel said, there's only a problem with these sandals if the nails are there for the integrity of the strength of the sandal, but if they're there for noi, for design purposes, it's mutter. How many nails can it have that can still be considered for design purposes? Rabbi Yochanan says 5 nails in each sandal. Rabbi Hanina says 7 nails in each sandal. Rabbi Yochanan explained, according to each shita, what you do is you divide the allowable amount on each side of the sandal, and the one left over is used in the middle to close the strap. Zabraisa says for an uneven sandal, some allow 7 nails, some say even 13. So who does Rabbi Yochanan follow in that Braisa? The Gemara says he follows the Rabbi Neir Roy, who actually tells elsewhere that it's only 5. Eif paskin that the Talmidim Rabbi Yochanan should follow Rabbi Yochanan, the Talmidim Rabbi Hanina should follow Rabbi Hanina. Rav Ashi paskin up to 7 nails is mutter, anything more than that would be usur. Rav Ami said if someone sews material into the inside of the sandal, it becomes mutter. It's not a sandal hamasumer anymore. Why? Because Rav Ashi explains, because at this point it's a shoe, it's not a sandal anymore. Rav Baravina said if the nails are like U-shaped, almost like staples instead of nails, that would be mutter as well. They're not regular nails, so they're not part of the gzeira. They weren't part of the mice, and therefore not part of the gzeira. Sheisha said if you cover the entire sole with nails to prevent the wooden sole from rotting on the ground, then that's also mutter. Braisa says just like Rav Sheisha's, but then the Braisa is that if the sole is covered with nails and most of them fall out, and the 4 or 5 nails are left, then it's mutter. The Braisa doesn't seem to make sense. First, the Braisa says as long as most of them fell out, even if many are left, it's still mutter. But then the Braisa says if 4 or 5 of them are left, it's okay. The Gemara of Sheisha explains that if it's noticeable that there used to be a sole full of nails, so then even if there's more than 5 left, it's not a problem. But if it's not noticeable that there used to be a lot more nails, then anything more than 5 is a problem. What does the Braisa mean that 4 or 5 are allowed? If 4 are allowed, then for sure 5 are allowed. Chista explains, means a small sandal can have up to 4, a large sandal can have up to 5. Marta Stira, in one Braisa, Rebbe says he allows up to 7 nails, and another Braisa, Rebbe allows actually up to 13 nails. Gemara answers, when he allows up to 13, that's for an uneven sandal. Then you're allowed up to 13. But a regular sandal, you only allowed up to 7. Now, once we have this type of svara, we could even say that Rabbi Yochanan would allow more than 5 for an uneven sole. So therefore, back when we had a problem, who does he follow in the Brisa? He can follow anyone in the Brisa who allows more than he allows. But over there, they're talking about an uneven sole. Rav Masna said the halacha does not follow Rabbi Lozer, who says that you're not allowed to move a sandal hamasumer to cover a keli. It's muksa. The chiddush is, we would have thought that even though he's a yochid, maybe we should follow him because l'maisa makes sense, because if we're not geyser on moving, he may come to wear it. Rav Masna says we don't follow him. No, he's a yochid. We do not follow the halacha of Rabbi Lozer. Chia said if he wasn't afraid of being called someone who just is easily matar everything, he would have allowed many more nails into a sandal before making it aser. In Pumbedisa, they said he would have allowed 24 nails in each sandal. In Surah, they said he would have allowed 22 nails in each sandal.